I sometimes think you wish you had my inbox because people send me the newest of the new songs. I get it. I get to listen to it. And if I like it, I get to play it to you. So today we're getting to know the guys from Vision of Truth. They've got a song, Sterk Toring, a strong tower. You can somehow know that it's going to come from the Bible. So we've got to know, get to know the people behind Vision of Truth, which would be Rowena and Brendan Smith. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
Hi, Janine. We're good, thanks. How are you?
Fine and fabulous. Thank you very much. Now, I love the fact that you two are married because then you two can introduce one another. How much better can you get than someone who knows your good days and your bad days to tell me exactly who you are? So, Brendan, tell me, Rowena, who is this wonderful lady?
Hi, everyone. My wife, my beautiful wife, we have three beautiful children. So, she's the mother of three beautiful children. The one, Ivy, she's a small little girl. She's 3 years old. And then we have a boy named Max, middle one, and the oldest one, 7. So my wife, to sum up into small little words, is going to be hard. But she's the one that's the rock in everything, in our house, in our family. Most of all, she's my wife, but she's a God-fearing woman. And that is something that I thank the Lord for each and every day, that when I wake up in the morning, she's the one on her knees. When I go to at evening, she's the one on her knees, and she's always making sure that we are covered happily, but most of all covered with the blood of Jesus. And I think that is one thing about my wife. I know that we are a fearing house of the Lord.
Personality-wise, is she outgoing, the quiet type? Who's she?
So that's actually funny. We were speaking the other day with since VOT the last 2 years, like, we have only, like, it's just been me and her moving around and doing the work of the Lord. But it's funny, we actually didn't get to, we didn't become aware of it until we actually said, well, we actually, through the love of Jesus, we actually became closer and closer. And I think outgoing, yes, definitely, we love going out. We love moving around. But most of all, we love moving with our family because I think that is our first ministry. And our first ministry is at home. And because we have three small little children, we try to spend time with them most days because time flies by. And when you see again, they are, the one is 7 and the one is 3, and they're all after one another. So you actually need to make sure that you spend time with each and every one of them.
Little babies. Okay. So, Rowena, you tell me, are you extrovert or introvert?
Personally, I must say, if you would see me, you would say I'm an extrovert, but I'm in essence, the inside of me is actually an introvert. I prefer spending time by myself.
I think there's lots of extroverts who actually are closet introverts. I tell you now, more and more people that I meet. Okay, tell me about Brendan, this hubby of yours. How long have you guys been married?
So Brendan and I are married this year for 8 years. We started dating about 10 years ago. He's actually from the Northern Cape, so am I. That's actually where we met the first time, but our paths actually only crossed about 5 years after that. Brendan is a man that lives close to God. It didn't happen from the start. It's really a journey we've been on. We found the Lord about 2 years ago together.
Oh, wow.
So it has been beautiful. It's not that we didn't know him, but we never really had a relationship with him. It was the marriage between the two of us and never the three of us. But since then, it's become the three of us. And it's been absolutely beautiful to see how God's really worked in our marriage with us as parents. It's so easy if you serve the Lord together. The marriage is so much easier. All the problems that was there before somehow just disappears, vanishes.
But, I mean, Rowena, if you think about it, and we've been talking about the problems in South Africa, any country now, the spirit, the fruit of the spirit is the answer. If people got saved, then none of these problems would be our part anymore. It's the fruit of the spirit that changes a marriage. Any kind of relationship is two people who don't care who's the least of these. They both want to serve the other and love the other. I mean, I don't understand how you even do marriage without being Christians. But I'm now fascinated. Brendan, tell me, that 2 years ago, what happened so that you guys met Jesus? How did it happen?
So like my wife said, like, it's weird. I always say that when you know the Lord, you know him. But there's a difference when you have the love and understand the cross And then you understand the love Jesus has for you. So I grew up in a family of, they almost say, you go to church because you go to church, but you don't understand why you go to church.
The good
unless
people.
Yes, and unless you have the encounter and understand that why the Lord loves you so much. And so I grew up in a family, I think for the last, they say this now, the third or fourth generation of the Smith family that's been involved with ministry. And I always had a love for the Lord, but I didn't understand what my plan is for my life. And about 2 years ago, and just to go back to the Sterk touring, that had nothing to do with the plan initially, but God has a way of unfolding his hand as time goes on by obedience we sow. And then this one evening, I think it was the 12th of April, so 20 to 6 the morning, I just had this vision where God is speaking to me about certain things that I need to fulfill in my journey. And I remember waking up that morning and going to my wife and saying, we need to start praying. And we started praying and we're asking the Lord, we asked him three questions. One of the questions was, Lord, why us? Lord, who do we share this with? And as we were saying those words, I got a message from someone that moment when I said, Lord, with who do I share this with? And that person messaged me that time, that morning, and I went to him and I said, this is what the Lord wants to do. And he just took me by the hand as a pastor and he says, if the Lord asked, let's do this. And we started Vision of Truth by mainly faith. And we moved around. We started ministering around here in the Western Cape. We have an event happening. As the Lord puts out the date, we have the events happening. And then through that, the Lord just unveiled his hand more. He says, but now I want you guys to start worshiping me and showing more depth of worship. And that's where the song came from. And that's how we started recording the album. That's how we started unfolding. And God is just showing more and more of his grace and more of his love. But that's basically all that we do these days is obedient to the word of the Lord.
Okay. So, Rowena, am I understanding this correctly, that God comes to a lukewarm Brendan, someone who does not have a relationship with him, and gives him a ministry even before he gets actually saved?
No. So the story actually started in January.
You see, I'll get the full story from the woman. Yeah, okay, go.
we are much better with timelines. So in terms of the timeline, in 2022 in January, Brendan and I, we really hit rock bottom in terms of our marriage, in terms of our personal life, in terms of our financial situation, in every aspect in our life. Everything that could have gone wrong went wrong. And we didn't go to church anymore. It was just coming out of COVID. So churches were just only starting to come back. So we just decided not to attend because we became involved in a gambling addiction, which really took us literally to the rock bottom.
Sure.
Then in January 2022, Brendan had a vision that his opa, who was then passed away, came to tell him that he needs to go to church. We went to church that morning, almost on the brink of divorce. I didn't want to go with him even. We ended up going to church in Solari Spas Christian Assemblies, and Brendan walked out of there and he said, I am now giving everything over to the Lord. And he literally did that. He gave everything over, his businesses, his spiritual life, and he just leaned on the Lord and put all his faith in God. And I followed soon after that because the changes, what I saw in Brendan, was just so miraculous. No man could even explain it.
Tell me about those changes, because I want to illustrate how the relationship literally changes you from the inside out, and then it's got practical results.
It started with what you said, Galatians 5 verses 22, the fruits of the Spirit. How he started treating situations, the self-control he had, the patience he had, the love he showed not only for me but for his children and for others. All of that started shining through him. The relationship he started having with God, how he woke up every morning praying, reading the word, wanting to seek him, wanting to do more in the kingdom. And the one promise he made to God that day when he got saved was he will give everything that the Lord blesses him for the kingdom. And that is exactly what he did. And once I started seeing this, because I could see no man can explain when this happens to someone.
Yeah.
And bearing witness to these changes, I also wanted that. I wanted what he has now. And that's how I came to the Lord. And once we were both, God could finally put his plan into place, what he initially planned for Brendan probably 20 years ago. Because God came to him the first time when he was 21, because that's when he initially, I think people think it's just getting saved and then you're done. No, it's a massive journey that you walk, and you'll probably come to the Lord 10 times in your life. But once you do the final steps, that is when there's no turning back, and that is being baptized. So Brenna wasn't baptized in 21 yet. And God came to him and told him that I've got big plans for you. But then obviously Brendan went off the bandwagon. And then 15 years later, God comes and says, now you are finally ready. I'm going to share the vision with you that I've intended for you.
Yeah, this fullness of time thing is amazing. But Brendan, I see as well, talking with Christians and even the word backsliding, it's as if you have to be all in or all out, that if you want to do the halfway thing, you get nothing out of it. It sort of gets you further away from God if you do the halfway thing. You sort of want to handle God. It just doesn't work, does it?
You know, that is such a powerful statement. I spoke to VOT, our team, the other day. I said, when it comes to the work of the Lord, or when it comes to the love of the Lord, there's no negotiations. I always go back to the scripture where the mother comes and the mother kneels down before Jesus and he says, Jesus, will you do me this favor for my children? There's no way that you can ask favor for someone else. You need to go down on your own knees and ask the Lord for forgiveness. And once you truly say, Lord, I give my all, I say people don't understand the magnitude of that word when you say, Lord, I give my all. I mean, I always go back that moment when I said it, I could feel in my heart that I meant it. And I think that is the language the Lord that's almost like the language the Lord understands the most, is when your heart truly says it. Because when your heart says it, your spirit is it. And I remember like just saying that words, I knew my wife would come because the Lord could hear my heartbeat. And that is so important, is that when we so say that words of, Lord, I give my all, you really need to mean it. And no, I always say, don't ask the Lord because I'm giving my life to you. I want something in return. You already gave us the grace. You already gave us the love. You already died on our sins. So there's no negotiations. He's not part of the story. He is the complete story. He's not the middle part. He's the beginning and the end, and he's everything in between. And once I started understanding that, and understanding that everything we have comes from him, and everything that we will still get will come from him, I just started making in our household, before we even do anything, it sounds cliche to some people, but we go on our knees and we say, Lord, do you want us to do this? Because we don't for once want to do our will, but we want to do your will. And that is how the Lord has really, like, if Rowena said that our marriage was done, I think it was probably done. But the Lord wasn't done. We were done. And once the Lord intervened, he completely restored everything. And when I mean rock bottom, we were rock bottom. And then the Lord still gives you instructions and you ask the Lord, Lord, why me? Like, I'm broken. And then the Lord just keeps on telling me, I need broken people to speak about what I've done for them. I need to have brokenness so that I can heal you. If you are complete, I can't do my work. And this is a journey I think each and every one of us is walking each and every day where the Lord is. We fall, but we know that his grace is there to pick us up. And that is why VOT was birthed. I think the Lord just, the season we are in, he's moving in such a fast pace that he's saying that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. And this is what we are doing at the moment, is we just want to show the seeds and make sure that everyone gets to see the image of Jesus, gets to see the cross, gets to see him bleeding there for us, for our sins, despite of all our insecurities and everything that we have done. And today, like, I'm just thinking about this also, just this interview. Like, we have never, ever thought about this, but this is how God works. God made this appointment. There's a reason why we're speaking about this today.
That's the truth. Okay, let's get to Vision of Truth, VOT. Rowena, so what, yes, is, what is this? I see talented singers, songwriters, musicians. Tell me, what's the concept of VOT?
So VOT is a movement led by the Holy Spirit showcasing God's grace through worship and testimony. So worship and testimony is the two pillars that it is birthed out of, first the Holy Spirit, and from there onwards, worship and testimony. Worship, because that worship in the form of song, because that is how Brendan and I both came to saving. One of at the Christian Assembly, Solaris Fast, the worship team sang the goodness of God. And Janine, if I tell you that we were bawling our eyes out and crying like babies,
yeah,
like the Holy Spirit took us over and we were burning inside. And no one knew what was going on, because to them, we looked like this perfect couple just walking in, coming just for a service, a normal service, not knowing what's going on behind the scenes. And once that became the one pillar, the one that soon followed after was the question we asked God, why are you giving us this vision? What is your plan for us? And what he told us is, I've done these beautiful, miraculous miracles for you. You now need to share this with the world. Share the gospel for the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
Well, that's what the word says. We overcome evil by the word of our testimony, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
Amen.
And we didn't even hold our lives back. So you've given it all. I mean, Luke 10:27, to love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and to love others as yourself. Just today, someone told me that you do not have the right to minister at all if you don't love the people. That loving the people is what gives you the right, what gives you the empathy. That's the key, to love the people. Then you're allowed to minister.
And so it's so true that you say what you say there, because God didn't intend for the two of us to only walk this road alone. He sent people our way, like all of those, the team that forms part of Vision of Truth, the worship team, the band, it's all people God sent our way, who also loves him so much that they just want everything to point to Jesus.
Yeah.
So that we can show everyone out there, it's not just only about loving God, but it's loving your neighbor, loving your brother just as much as you love God.
But Brendan, the point now, or what you're doing at the moment, is you're taking songs that are already part of church, but aren't necessarily recorded in CD form. Tell me, what's the plan now? Stadtdoring is part of that?
You know, I always say the Lord has, people think the Lord is always the serious God. He has a sense of humor. Because Sterktouring was not part of the plan. We literally went to studio and we had a plan. This is what we're going to record. This is what we're going to do. And then my wife kept on telling me this week, she's like, I think Rebecca needs to do Sterktouring. I say, but this is not part of the plan. And we walk into studio and Jurgen, that was the guy doing the recording with the band, I said, Jurgen, I'm going to throw you a 360, but the Lord is showing me something different here now. And Rebecca goes in there. And that's a one-take song. And she records that in one take. And I told the Lord, I can give him all the glory because that was an appointment he had. And Rebecca went in there. And also to give you background on the team, they have never recorded in their lives. And for them to go in there and sing a song and just minister the song to the Lord, that was so powerful in that moment. And that's why I say the Lord has a way of unfolding everything if we just stay obedient. So Sterktouring was not part of the plan. Sterktouring was part of Jesus' plan. And the songs that we already done a recording is going to start releasing. There's the one releasing on Friday again. That is all part of God's plan. And I feel that God, the more we stay obedient, I can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow. I can't tell you, because the Lord just keeps on showing more and more of himself in each and every one of them.
Roll your cares upon the Lord and he will direct your paths.
Get and you know, it.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, so my wife mentioned now that the whole team was, it's not people that we went to look, God really sent. So the lady featuring on the song, Rebecca, she was a girl that I had in a dream about Rebecca, and I didn't know who Rebecca was. And I went around and I told people, I'm looking for this girl, Rebecca. And there's one day we were invited to speak I think it was a youth service, a young adult service. And as the circle is going around, the girl next to me, she opens her mouth and she says, "Hi, I'm Rebecca." And I look at her and I'm thinking, is this the girl the Lord said that can sing? So I can't ask in that moment because I'm thinking. So I go over to VOT's worship lead. I go to him. I say, "AJ, is that the girl that I was?" He said, "Yes," but he didn't want to intervene with God's plan. He wanted God to unfold. Oh. And that is sometimes we, as humans, we tend to want to manipulate God's plan. Sometimes we should just leave it. God will unfold it at the right time. And this one evening at the VOT event, pastor called her up and he said, Rebecca, I want you to minister. And when she just ministered, we saw what God saw. And everything just unfolded there.
Gedoenervleis. Okay. Ruina, if people want to connect with you guys, follow the ministry, be aware of new songs that you guys are releasing, how do they follow you?
So, Janine, we are on all social platforms. On Instagram, we are on v.o.t_sa. On Facebook, you can find us under Vision of Truth, as well as TikTok. And then we also have a YouTube channel, v.o.t_sa. And then our newly required social platform is WhatsApp. So we also have a WhatsApp channel.
Exciting. Lastly, we're going to play you this song. And Brendan, I want to give you the opportunity for people who've never heard. Believe me, there are people who have not heard this song before. But if people have never heard this song, and you have the opportunity to tell them what it is you want them to hear, what's the message of the song? What is it?
I always say that we just need to see Jesus in this. And this is one thing that we pray about, is just seeing Jesus in the song. And Sterk Touring, that is what the Lord is for each and every one of us. Despite our ups and downs, despite our difficulties, despite our disobedience sometimes, God is still the Sterk Touring. And He still stays strong on His word. And His word is above everything else. But most of all, He loves us. And that is the message. God is love. And we should love one another like that.
The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. Have a listen to this. Sterk Touring by Vision of Truth.